Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Lance Pry. China retaliated for the United States House Speaker meeting with the Taiwanese president by announcing sanctions today against the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and other organizations over the self-ruled island democracy Beijing claims is part of its own territory. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy held talks Wednesday with President Tsai Ing-wen at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, in defiance of Chinese threats. McCarthy joined a growing group of foreign legislators who have met with Tsai in a show of support for Taiwan. The Biden administration is releasing reports on the 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan.
A summary of the chaotic exit largely blames former President Trump's administration for the problems that occurred as U.S. troops were leaving.
Decisions made and the lack of planning done by the previous administration significantly limited options available to him.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said President Biden was faced with limited options and that no U.S. agency predicted the country would be overrun by the Taliban so quickly. 13 service members were killed in an attack in Kabul during the withdrawal. I'm Dave Collins.
Tennessee lawmakers in the House of Representatives expelled two Democrat lawmakers yesterday, an event Tennessee lawmakers call an insurrection as they encouraged a mob to disrupt the vote on the House floor.
I hereby declare Representative Justin Jones of the 57th Representative District expelled. I hereby declare Representative Justin J. Pearson of the 86th Representative District expelled from the House of Representatives of the 103rd General Assembly of the State of Tennessee.
Lawmakers failed to get two-thirds majority needed to expel their colleague, Representative Gloria Johnson. More inflation numbers come out this morning and will reveal employment situation for last month in the United States. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. This is USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Plans for a new FBI headquarters outside of Washington, D.C. is hitting a roadblock.
Maryland or Virginia, both are vying for the new FBI headquarters, which could be hitting a new roadblock. Some House Republicans don't want it built and introduced a bill to stop all spending. Maryland Governor Wes Moore calls the move dangerous and another reason why his state should be chosen. He believes a decision is coming soon. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin only responded that the selection process was already underway. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Elbert County Sheriff's Office has arrested and charged a former Colorado Springs student for planning to attack a school he used to attend, along with other schools in the area, with firearms and bombs. 19-year-old William Whitworth, who identifies as Lily, was charged after an investigation into threats involving schools in Colorado Springs Academy District 20. The sheriff's office was tipped off after getting a call to the house where Whitworth lived. Investigators found a manifesto, a dry erase board with floor plans, and a list of names in a notebook. Law enforcement agencies had at least 40 undercover FBI informants participating in surveillance work among defendants during January 6 on Capitol Hill. The claim is from Roger Roots, the lawyer for defendant American Proud Boys member Dominic Pezzola. Roots filed a motion to reveal all undercover informants related to the January 6th case. Roots claims they were instrumental and encouraged starting some of the trouble. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, happy Good Friday to you. It's Bill Martinez at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We got Liz Peek joining us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, to talk about Afghanistan. I mean, could you? The report was astounding to me, and I was especially, I guess it was painful for me to watch the look on Mike Pompeo's face as he was answering and responding to that report. And you could see that it had to be everything that he could do to keep himself calm and not, and not scream. I think if I'd have been in his position, I was hard-pressed. I mean, even as a civilian and watching what happened in Afghanistan, to hear this report was quite shocking. It was hard not to yell at the TV. And Liz Peek joins us now. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and I share your disgust. I share Mike Pompeo's disgust at this report. It is the case that Joe Biden's White House takes no responsibility for anything that happens on their watch. And to blame Donald Trump for this tumultuous, chaotic, terrible pullout from Afghanistan, where we left untold amounts of military machinery, weaponry, et cetera, in the hands of the Taliban. We had 13 service people killed. Hundreds of Afghans died. We left Americans behind. It was a shocking and embarrassing moment for the United States. And I think Americans have moved on. Unfortunately, our national attention span is not great. And that was, after all, 2 years ago. But for them to blame Trump, and here's the thing, Bill, they want it both ways. Kirby, this State Department spokesman, affirmed that Joe Biden, oh, yes, he wanted to get out of Afghanistan, but they were left no choice but to pull out as they did, chaotically, haphazardly, and dangerously. And we know that that is simply a lie, because the terms of the deal that Trump's group reached with the Taliban in Doha said if the Taliban didn't do certain things, the United States could pull out of the deal, and we should have done that. Exactly. So it's a lie. It's a disgrace that they just basically ignore everything. I really challenge you to find anything that they don't blame on Donald Trump. They blame inflation on Donald Trump. They blame, what was it just, the bank failures. I mean, talk about my head exploding. The bank failures were Donald Trump's fault. Honestly, it's just appalling. It's appalling.
Yeah, why are you the president? But see, again, Barack Obama told us elections have consequences. And this is a continuation of the national insecurity policies that were started with Obama. They've took a pause and got straightened out for a couple of years. And I guess the American people didn't like national security. And now we have a continuation of those policies that jeopardized our relationships with our allies, that emboldened enemies, because where we are today on the international stage with our enemies, saber rattling, getting serious, the threat of the petrodollar, losing our petrodollar leverage, Liz. I mean, this is all because I think it's all because of Afghanistan and the leadership of Joe Biden.
Yeah, I think it's definitely Afghanistan indicated to the world that this is a soft target, that the United States had become a soft target. I certainly do not think that Putin would have invaded Ukraine had Donald Trump been in the White House, because Donald Trump was unpredictable, but also he was strong. And when somebody did something to us, we retaliated quickly, mercilessly, and emphatically. And that is not this White House. Just think about the spy balloon episode, which was so, I mean, even people I know, like my husband, who's a very moderate guy, was watching that all week and saying, are they crazy? I mean, is this literally the best we can do? It was the best that the Joe Biden White House could do. I mean,
exactly. That's
honestly
the bottom line.
I was thinking the other day that, as you know, my background is Wall Street, and my expertise, such as it is probably more finance than international relations. But as I was looking around the world, and in the Middle East, for example, where recently China brokered a deal, a detente, if you will, between Saudi Arabia and Iran, my head was exploding. Everything about that was so offensive, Bill. I mean, after the Abraham Accords and the tremendous progress made towards aligning the Gulf nations with Israel against Iran, which is a hostile actor, which definitely does not have American best interests at heart, et cetera, an enemy of the United States. And we are ceding those relationships, as you point out. Look at India. Look at Japan. I mean, everybody around the world is basically kind of slightly moving away from the United States. When Joe Biden says we're back, where? Where are we back? Where is there a single place that, I mean, even in France, for Pete's sake, Macron is sort of going off on his own trying to negotiate peace with Ukraine and Russia because he doesn't think Joe Biden has the leadership to do it. And I think he's totally right.
Well, how would you like to be Taiwan right now, Liz?
Yeah. I know.
I mean, how much confidence do you have here? I mean, we've got Congress right now going over there, Leader McCarthy demonstrating more leadership than Joe Biden is, because every time Joe Biden says we're going to take care of Taiwan, his spokespeople come behind him with a broom and a shovel to kind of clean things up.
Yeah, I know. It's just awful, honestly. And I have to say, because our world is so predictable in many ways, Bill, I was thinking about writing a sort of around-the-world tour of Joe Biden policy disasters last week on Tuesday or Wednesday, and here came just in time, and because I'm sure I'm not the only person thinking these thoughts, a piece out of the Washington Post about, and the headline was literally something like, Joe Biden trusts his gut, not his advisors on foreign policy. And it was a very sort of warm-hearted article about how Joe Biden got up at 3:30 in the morning to deal with, remember, the missile that hit Poland, and the question is, was it from Russia, whatever. But, I mean, it was sort of like the best offense is a good defense, and they're out there patching up the holes in the road already, hoping that no one's going to drive into a pothole and blame Joe Biden. It's just pathetic.
Yeah, it really is. You were mentioning about your expertise in dealing with finance and math. Think about this equation. Joe Biden spends $400,000 on a missile to take down a $12 student balloon project, right? And then in other Democrat form and fashion, the mayor of New York spends what, estimated $200 million for the security of Donald Trump coming to New York to be indicted for, well, you could say two questionable checks if you want to say, for a total of $280,000? So $200 million versus, I mean, somehow the math doesn't square up here.
Democrat math never squares up. That's why San Francisco, New York, Chicago, et cetera, are going broke. That's why people are fleeing those cities, because their only response to financial stress is to raise taxes, driving even more people out. You know, I got to tell you, I'm not an alarmist. I think if the GOP does not take control of the White House and Congress in 2024, our country is in big trouble. I don't think I've ever said that before, but there are so many things going wrong, so many insidious efforts.
Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Liz after
this. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. Happy Good Friday to you. Bill Martinez here. Liz Peek continues with us. The Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, unemployment numbers, or employment numbers, came under. A little low.
Mm-hmm. A little low. You know, it's interesting. We added 236,000 jobs in March, pretty below February's 311,000, way below the past 6 months, 334,000. And, you know, I think no one's surprised that the jobs market is slowing down. Of course, that's what the Fed has been working diligently to do. And I think the question is, I mean, you know, the timing of this for Democrats and for Joe Biden is terrible, because if we are moving gradually towards recession, which a lot of people think we are, and that we'll be in a recession the third and fourth quarters, let's say, of this year, that is literally right as, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans are going to be in primary season and picking and beginning really seriously to focus on the 2024 election. So I think Democrats have to be horrified by this. It really is the economy, stupid, and already Joe Biden is underwater in his approval ratings on the economy. Remember, the only thing he has been able to brag about has been the jobs number. I mean, inflation's been terrible. Real wages have gone down for, I think, 40 consecutive months, something like that. The budget deficit has burst all known bounds. There are no bounds, apparently. So if unemployment begins to tick up, and the other thing that happened, Bill, is not just the jobs addition going down, that unemployment claims also went up and, moreover, have been revised to show that they're way higher than we thought. That's a big deal.
Well, you know, that was typical of the Obama administration, right? Every number they gave came with an asterisk, and it was always revised about 30, 45 days later.
Let's get some seasonal adjustment in there and make sure it's okay.
You and I are used to dealing with real numbers. I mean, in the work that we've done in the past, the number's the number. I never in my career had an opportunity to make adjustments like this government and these two administrations have been able to live with. You know, in Wall Street, that would last about 2 seconds.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting, and you know, it'll be interesting. I heard yesterday that the Biden White House was prepping to, you know, to celebrate the jobs number. I can't wait to hear their spin on it. you know, they'll talk about the unemployment rate ticking down to 3.5% or whatever. I don't even know what that means anymore, really, because we don't know, honestly, how many people are out of the workforce, why there are not more people. Workforce participation edged up slightly, but it's still way below pre-pandemic levels. And I blame the Biden administration for that. They have so incentivized people not to work that, guess what, there are a lot of people not working. People aren't stupid. If you can make a decent income on welfare payments, unemployment benefits, food stamps, all the rest of that stuff, guess what? A lot of people aren't working.
Well, the other thing, and you and I talked about this before, under the Obama-Biden administration, and that is you got the side hustle working. You got people working under the table, not paying taxes. That number, and they don't even know how to measure that number. And I can tell you, again, that is growing, because during the Obama years, it was huge. It was a huge number, but they could be estimated. But now they don't even want to talk about that. I guess it's just accepted, you know, because they're in power right now. But Liz, on the horizon, I wanted to get your read on this, and that is the threat of the petrodollar. Boy, you know, since 1973, that has been the backing of the U.S. dollar. It has allowed us to, you know, take out all these loans and to spend more money than we're taking in. And now, with the aggressiveness of the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, I mean, the crosshairs of the petrodollar is right there. And you've already got two nations, especially Saudi Arabia, saying, look, we're no friend of the United States any longer. They've made that announcement really clear here recently.
Well, why would they be? Joe Biden took office, within weeks, like literally within 2 or 3 weeks, he did everything possible to show his disdain for MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, who is the de facto head of Saudi Arabia. He said he wouldn't talk to MBS because he was such a bad guy. He would only talk to his father. Well, his father has basically turned the reins over to his son, so that was insulting. He cut off, if you remember, the arms shipments to the UAE, which was part of the Abraham Accord, that were guaranteed by us in exchange for the UAE being the first to come out in, with a relationship with Israel. He did everything he possibly could to insult MBS, and then he goes crawling on hands and knees, begging for more oil when oil prices went through the roof. Saudi Arabia thinks Joe Biden is a joke. Their TV programs routinely have comedic series showing Joe Biden to be a joke. So, yeah, they're no friend of ours. They should be. They were a strategic ally for many, many years, and they no longer are, which is tragic. As far as the petrodollar, you know, it's really China pushing this. They so envy the dollar's position as the world's reserve currency, and they very much want to put their own currency forward. I don't think that's going to work anytime soon because no one trusts the Chinese. No one trusts their accounting, their balance of payments, nothing else. They don't even give out honest numbers. I'm not sure we do either, Bill, but ours are more honest than theirs. I will go that far. And so, at this point, 90% of the world's transactions are in dollars. I think that's where it's going to stay, international transactions. Make no mistake, all these things are signs of disrespect. They're signs of weakness, and we have deserved them under Joe Biden.
Well, as Marco Rubio clearly said during the campaign, the last campaign, is that our allies no longer trust us, our enemies no longer fear us, and now more than ever, right?
Yeah, it's very discouraging because they should on both fronts, but it is simply, I can't tell names here, but the head of one of the biggest globalist institutions has said, our presence is an embarrassment. We go in, we sort of talk pablum, everyone listens and nods, and then they basically go off and do exactly what they want, and they don't always want to do what the United States wants them to do. Right now, there's no enforcement whatsoever. And by the way, I mean, just, to proof of that, look at the way China has basically skirted and been duplicitous on every international obligation they've taken that they have taken on, whether it's the membership in the Security Council, the WHO, whatever. China's a bad actor, and we just have not just Joe Biden. For decades, we have just ignored it. We've ignored all the things they've done, and including now the fact that they are basically responsible for tens of millions of deaths around the world because of COVID. They didn't create, I don't think they created maliciously this virus, but they didn't warn us when it had leaked out of their lab. They didn't give us enough information to begin treating people with it, et cetera. It's a shocking assault on the world, and they have not been held accountable.
And the world is just sitting there not doing anything about it because China has invested in so many of these countries. They're beholden to China, just like our NBA players. They can't say anything. They take a stand and then, LeBron James learns real quick. Oh, that's right. They have given me a lot of money. I better back off
here
a little bit, right?
It's all about the money. And unfortunately, the good news is I do think American corporate types are beginning to understand the risk of putting all their eggs in the China basket. Companies like Apple are beginning to diversify their manufacturing because guess what? Nothing you do in China turns out to be as productive or profitable as you expect because they cheat all the time. They cheat.
Exactly.
They duplicate your goods. They undermine your marketing, etc. So that's a good news thing that's been happening, but it's not enough.
Well, we need to get in a situation here back with what Trump was pushing, made in America. We need to bring these manufacturers back home and give them an incentive to welcome them back to where we can bring manufacturing and made in the USA once again a mission and goal, for America.
Yeah. Yes, we do. But unfortunately, Joe Biden has taken on one mission, and that is making in the USA everything to do with climate change. Otherwise, forget it. Are we really pushing pharmaceutical companies to manufacture here, which is a really grave issue? No.
Out of time. Thank you, Liz.
All right.
Liz Peek.
And there's no better time to try something new. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar and enjoy real Coke taste and zero sugar. Now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Try Coke Zero Sugar with your favorite food from Burger King. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. all Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar to enjoy spring your way at Burger King, where you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
USA News Update. China retaliated for the United States House Speaker meeting with the Taiwanese president by announcing sanctions today against the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and other organizations over the self-ruled island democracy. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy held talks Wednesday with President Tsai Ing-wen at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, in defiance of Chinese threats. McCartney joined a growing group of foreign legislators who have met with Tsai in a show of support for Taiwan. Tennessee lawmakers in the House of Representatives expelled two Democrat lawmakers yesterday, an event Tennessee lawmakers call an insurrection as they encouraged a mob to disrupt a vote on the House floor.
Representative Justin Jones of the 57th Representative District expelled. I hereby declare Representative Justin J. Pearson of the 86th Representative District expelled from the House of Representatives of the 103rd General Assembly of the State of Tennessee.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Happy Good Friday to you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Chris Farrell is with us, the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, how you doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Probably as much frustrated with you yesterday, being former military and all, the Afghanistan report. Could you believe that?
Well, you know, it used to be that people would say that things were Orwellian and... there was a real kind of biting, zinger, sense to the word. But now it's become routine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They deny things that are plainly obvious. You've got these White House spokespeople get up and they say the most idiotic, preposterous, blatantly black and white, false. And then they stand there and they swear to it. They will literally say anything. They lie through their teeth. And then if you call them on it, well, then there's obviously something wrong with you. I mean, you're some kind of idiot, or you don't comprehend reality, and you your eyes are lying to you. And,
right, exactly.
It is infuriating.
Yeah, for them to say they're proud of the execution of this is incredible to me. And I saw Mike Pompeo interviewed shortly after that statement from John Kirby, and I thought any minute Pompeo's head's got to explode, because he was there. He knew everything that was laid out, and Kirby is lying through his teeth. And to his credit, Pompeo was very calm and saying as much. But I'll tell you, I don't know that I could have held on to it myself. I mean, something would have to give and explode, because it was so ridiculous what they had to say.
Yeah, it tells you what they think of the American people also.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Biden White House, the administration, the people that are putting these sort of stunts together, the message to you and to all your listeners are, you're idiots. You're suckers. We can throw any fastball we want right past you, and you'll stand there like a dolt and just take it.
Exactly.
And even if you don't like what you're hearing, what are you going to do about it? Right?
Right. Right.
What are you going to do? We're going to say and do whatever we damn well please, and if you don't like it, tough. Yeah. That's the message.
Well, you know, Chris, and I couldn't help but think of, you know, the hundreds of thousands of our fellow service people who served in Afghanistan. And to have a report like this presented to them, it's no wonder that these kids today, they don't want to enter the military. And these recruiting offices are scrambling.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, look, and even if you back up to a higher plane, let's go way up to, instead of 30,000 foot view, let's take the 100,000 foot view. 20 years in that country, billions and billions of dollars, lives lost. Not just, I mean, obviously our own servicemen and lives shattered, right? People with missing limbs and everything else. But, I mean, also there's probably a whole bunch of innocent Afghanis, right? Some slob who's sitting in his
pot. Can you imagine these young girls, Chris? These young girls that grew up with freedom, they were starting to learn how to drive and go to school, and all of a sudden the rug's pulled out from underneath them?
It's all erased, right? So, I mean, you go way up to the 100,000-foot level. Look at the humanity. I don't care what race, color, creed, nationality. I'm just talking about people, right? Think of all the death and destruction, the turmoil, the loss of property, loss of life, injuries, illness, just the insanity of the entire thing for 20 years. And this guy Kirby and the Biden White House, they shrug it away. Right?
Or they claim they blame Donald Trump, right? It was Donald Trump's fault. Yeah.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. And speaking of which, of course, the week that was with the Trump indictment, Judicial Watch was quick to speak out against this indictment. What's your read on this?
Well, sadly, the victim is being blamed. Trump is the victim in this thing. Trump is a victim since 2016 when they started in with the Russia hysteria. And that liar Schiff saying he had absolute evidence that he was going to present of Trump's, you know, guilt, and it got the whole thing just collapsed in a house of cards. Then the Mueller investigation, then the phony impeachment over Ukraine when, you know, the FBI, DOJ, they had Hunter Biden's laptop and sat with their hands in their pockets saying and doing nothing. And you know, Biden's laptop is loaded with stuff you could indict Biden over. And they sat by and watched President Trump get impeached over this phony phone call routine. Mm-hmm. And now this guy Bragg, right, who's a lunatic, he dreams up this phony indictment. And every other responsible person said, hey, look, there's nothing to it. You can't go forward with this. But the larger thing is that this is an effort to destroy our political system and our governance.
Exactly.
This is banana republic stuff where you go after your opposition, your political opponent, and you criminalize them and try to jail them or you smear them. And the left has gone way, way, way too far on this. I think it virtually assures the election of Trump. I also think it ensures retribution and retaliation. I think that they've gone so far, they need a little taste of their own medicine. But I want people to be thoughtful about it, you know. I want people to look at the Obama administration and the criminality there. And there's an opportunity, I think, for there to be an evaluation or at least a consideration of who should legally be gone after. There has to be consequences. It can't just be live and let live or, oh, well, too bad.
But what we need to have, Chris, is there has to be such an overwhelming majority that you can do it. This is what has allowed the Democrats to gain ground. We saw a little bit of this happen in Tennessee here recently, right? Because you've got a super majority with Republicans, they were able to exercise some muscle here. Okay? And that's how this works politically. So we need political muscle. And conservatives, Republicans,
guts, right?
Yes, exactly.
The problem usually is a leadership failure. Where the leaders don't have the guts to do anything, and that's the greater That's the greater problem in my view.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly, and this is why they're so threatened by Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is a leader. Look what he had done on the stage. You know, you just went down just some of the litany of attacks and relentless pursuit and interference of the administration of Donald Trump. But in spite of all that, which was nonstop, look what he was able to accomplish on behalf of the American people.
It's a tremendous list, and you know, folks can find it. I think it's a 49-page long document that the Trump administration put out just before leaving office that lists all the incredible accomplishments they had.
49 pages. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like bullet point after bullet point. You know,
yeah.
Big stuff that everybody knows. Things like moving the embassy to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, energy independence.
Right. Securing our southern border.
Events.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And so and how many pages does Joe Biden's dossier consist of? By comparison.
The list of failures is probably 49 pages.
Yeah. But see, this is the challenge that we have, Chris, is that the ideologically fixed minds of 50% of America is so hardened, they have no capacity to understand and make room for any kind of opposing viewpoint, whereas Republicans and conservatives are willing, because they know that's the intellectual thing to do, is that's what makes things better, is when everybody's participating. But the left doesn't want anybody to participate, so they need to be put on time out for a while until they're ready to come back and play nice and participate in this great American idea. But it requires, like you said, number one, leadership, number two, courage. And you can't, when you enter into this, as one Princeton professor put it, that America finds itself in a cold civil war. He's exactly right. That's where we are right now. We are in a war, and we need to approach it as such. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch. Stay with us. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Chris Farrell, Judicial Watch's Director of Investigations and Research. I was mentioning to Chris that we are dog friendly here on this radio show, right? I mean, many of our guests, we have dogs that participate in the show. We love their pronouncements clearly, but it was quite interesting because when the dogs were getting a little bit animated, and of course their sound and their excitement was going over the air. I got a couple of tweets from listeners going, my dogs are barking.
Well, that was all courtesy of Lola, the bull mastiff, 110 pounds, sweetheart, big mush, yes. Big piece of furniture, and then the very feisty, very aggressive little 8-pound Yorkie, JoJo.
Yes. Well, JoJo's got a following here. We've got people across the country, around the world now that are barking to their tune here. So good for Lolo and JoJo. Well, Chris, I want to get a Judicial Watch on the website. One of the releases you have, and it's a good read on who is Alvin Bragg. Break that down for us.
Yeah, I mean, so it's very important that your listeners understand who is the guy who is behind, bringing this super politicized indictment. This just didn't happen, out of the blue or, somehow, a guy just came across, criminal information and they had to suddenly act. Mm-hmm. Alvin Bragg is a political operative, a career leftist operator, and a guy who is George Soros sponsored. Mm-hmm. Every time we say that, people go out of their minds. They go nuts at the idea of, well, how can you say that? This is some kind of conspiracy theory or blah 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 blah. There's a lot of hype around it. But look, George Soros, who is a political operator deluxe, gave lots of money to an organization that ended up subsidizing or paying for Alvin Bragg's political campaign.
Exactly.
And he's a guy who ran on a platform that he was going to get Trump, right? Mm. He promised people this as he was running for election, that he was going to get Trump. That's one of his goals or objectives. And if you go to our website, and you can see there's an article published back on April 3rd called Who is Alvin Bragg? And it details, he went to Harvard College, Harvard Law School. I mean, he's obviously a very intelligent, educated man. He's not a dummy. But he's a political operative, and his goal and objective is to get Trump at any cost and to go after him in a way that isn't looking at justice. It isn't looking at what is legal and lawful. It's looking at what's political, right?
Exactly.
It's the political goal and objective, mm-hmm. and that's what Alvin Bragg is carrying out.
Isn't this a bit of an indictment? I mean, in a sense, you know, I mentioned the other day that Harvard Law called Bragg and said, hey, we want our document, we want your degree back, because it's an embarrassment. You know, the way he presented this indictment, I mean, a cut, copy, paste, he claimed that he had new evidence. There was no new evidence. And then when questioned about, okay, where's the felony that bootstraps all these indictments here, I don't have to tell you. You know,
yeah, I mean, that is the real knockdown question is, okay, mm-hmm. You're making this wild claim and you've strung together 34 counts that supposedly point to some underlying crime. I mean, it's all predicated on that. Yet he's either unwilling or unable, and it's really unable, to articulate what supposedly happened. What was all this in furtherance of? And there is no explanation. It's make-believe.
Exactly.
But again, he's not worried about a legal case. This is a political attack, and it's lawfare. They're using law and the legal process to achieve a political outcome.
Well, what this would do to Trump's campaign efforts, I mean, this isn't going to be over in December. This likely could go all the way through the entire campaign, maybe even knocking at the door. If Trump is reelected or elected to office, this could be following him and maybe just stop at the door, because you can't, at that point, I think legally, don't you have to stop all legal prosecution at that point?
I'm not sure about what the threshold there is, but I think before you ever even get that far down the road, you know, President Trump's attorneys are going to file various motions in one form or another to dismiss the entire case.
Yes.
And I think there's probably sufficient grounds there based on how they explain that this basically explain everything you and I have been talking about, that the whole thing is mm-hmm. phony, that the case would be dismissed. It wouldn't even survive or go beyond the scenario that you're discussing. The other problem is, based on some reporting I've seen in the last day, supposedly this judge has sort of an unforced error where he made political contributions to Democrats, whether it's Biden or one of the other entities supporting Biden. Mm-hmm. And, you know, judges are not supposed to be overtly, explicitly political in the sense of making contributions, and so the judge may have knocked himself out of the box and may be forced to recuse himself.
Yes,
because
exactly.
His own sort of demonstrated bias.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because of course you got, as they say, three missiles in the water here, three
yep.
torpedoes. You've got this one, you've got Mar-a-Lago, you also have the phone call, which
yep.
Trump identifies as a good call, and to the Georgia governor, and saying, hey, can you find me 12,000? I mean, to me, that's rather a benign request, but oh my goodness, the left, just, you give them any kind of reason to go emotionally over the top and for their heads to explode, and you don't even have to light a match. they'll light it for
you
themselves.
Years ago, the archives, and I think also C-SPAN, published or released all the audio recordings of LBJ in the White House calling around, making political phone calls on any number of topics.
Right.
And if you think that Trump asking questions about an election process, if you think that's offensive or that's improper or whatever, take an hour or two and listen to the stuff LBJ was talking
yes.
about in the White House.
Right. No doubt. And even as a senator, what he did. I mean, he was ruthless. There was no doubt about it. In fact, not that long ago, Chris, I was in Texas at one of the stations that LBJ owned. And I was in the offices there, and I go, oh my God, if the walls could talk, what would they say? Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, look, how many times was Trump forced to release transcripts of calls with foreign leaders, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a Zelensky one that everyone knows about because of the crazy, phony impeachment. But there are other calls. There's a call down to Mexico with AMLO. There was another call. I can't remember who else. But there's three or four different phone calls that were leaked out of the White House by these traitors, you know what, who are working against him out of the National Security Council. And Trump would say, fine, I'll release the transcript. Here, you can see whatever I said about, you know, to whatever leader it was. Mm-hmm. When has Biden been asked or forced to do that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't think Biden can make can string together more than three sentences at a time because his intellect has been so diminished. But can you imagine the phone calls Biden makes and what the things that he's saying to people on the phone?
No, no question at all. And here he is, a leader at a time, Chris, where we are dangerously close to a nuclear war with
Correct.
China and Russia. He is
Correct.
The commander in chief. And this is the same man who ignored the general's advice in the exit of Afghanistan, said, hey, it's my gut. I have a better idea. And this is the way we're going to do it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, this is. By the way, I also want to point out, this is kind of off topic, but very important. China is running circles around us in foreign
yes.
affairs.
Oh,
they
no
just
doubt.
Brokered a deal between Iran and Saudi Arabia to reestablish diplomatic ties. The Chinese have now offered themselves to broker a deal between Ukraine and Russia. And we are, like, left standing in the corner, kind of, you know, wondering what our role is in the world. There's an effort to move off of the dollar as the world reserve currency, and the Biden administration is just dead in the water, doing mm-hmm. nothing.
Chris, that is so dangerous, you know, for America, for our economy, for the American dollar, the petrodollar being in jeopardy, our dollar being set aside as the reserve currency dollar. I mean, this is what has really promoted and allowed the growth and expansion for America, has it not?
It is, and the Biden administration, we are so weak. I mean, watch Biden walk across the White House lawn, that kind of staggered gait.
Yes.
I know people who have dealt with seniors who have been wrestling with dementia and Alzheimer's. He's got this diminished mental capacity. His eyes have that baby doll look, like he's 1,000 miles away. He is a weak and failing and faltering man. I don't know how Biden has the guts to roll her husband out there and subject him to all this. But his weakened state is a reflection, and it has an impact on the United States as well.
Well, I cringe every time I see him walk up the stairs to Air Force One.
He's gonna fall again.
I mean, it's like I thought sooner or later they're going to have to do a chairlift, you know, one of those chairlift designs, and put him on the chairlift and pull him up that way.
Yeah, a helmet because he's going to smash his head again.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Yeah, it is scary. It is not the good look. And you remember what they did to Gerald Ford when Gerald Ford would stumble, right? They constantly made fun of him. And Gerald Ford had a lot more capacity compared to Joe Biden, you know, then versus now, no doubt about it. Chris Farrell, as always, appreciate the time. Happy Good Friday to you. Happy Easter, sir. You take care.
Thank you, Bill. God bless.
God bless.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.